This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. 4th District Supervisor Virginia Bass will seek re-election, and she will kick off her campaign with an event scheduled for tomorrow evening at 5:15 at the Women's Center in Eureka. Bass, the chair of the Board of Supervisors, issued a statement announcing her re-election campaign and noted her efforts in addressing homelessness, affordable housing, and the work to create a feasible cannabis regulatory framework as some of the key highlights from her tenure. Bass said it's an honor to serve the residents of the county, and she noted the importance of working together to find collaborative solutions to the problems that affect us all. The search for a new CEO for Coast Central Credit Union has ended, and the person hired was in the room the whole time. The board of directors at Coast Central announced they have appointed current Senior Vice President of Administration and Chief Financial Officer James Cessna to the position of CEO. Cessna has been with Coast Central for a decade and has 3+ decades working in the financial services industry. He was chosen because of his familiarity with the region and his strong working relationship with staff. Cessna is a business graduate of Humboldt State and got his master's at Claremont College. He takes over for Dean Christensen, who retires at the end of the month. Detectives with the Sheriff's Office continue their investigation into a suspected homicide that left a 68-year-old Dinsmore man dead from gunshot wounds. Sheriff's deputies responded to the residence of the victim, Richard Falk, on Buck Mountain on October 6th to find him dead in his front yard. An autopsy determined he had been shot. Last week, sheriff's deputies with assistance from Arcata Police arrested 2 suspects, a juvenile male and a juvenile female. No details related to how or why Falk was shot and killed have been released. The County of Humboldt wants to know if you're prepared for wildfire as the Fire Safe Council begins the work to update the county's wildfire protection plan. A public workshop has been scheduled for Thursday at Neyland Elementary School from 6 until 8 p.m., and representatives from the county's Fire Chiefs Association, Six Rivers National Forest, CAL FIRE, and the Fire Safe Council will be on hand to receive input from residents on the risk posed by wildfire. Property owners can also get information on planning and preparations and what will happen in the event of a major wildfire incident. The Sheriff's Office is hosting a 3rd reentry fair at the county courthouse today and tomorrow in an effort to connect inmates at the county jail with services and employment opportunities as they near the end of their sentences. Community service providers, including College of the Redwoods, local tribal services, and Humboldt Recovery Center, were at the jail today, and tomorrow, local employers and representatives from employment agencies will meet with inmates about job prospects. Sheriff Billy Hansel said the plan is to host 2 reentry fairs per year, coordinated by the inmate program at the jail. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.